We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, beloved viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashton 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2, and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 21 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. We recently added 4 new cable channels in the nation of Mongolia, Swatter, Seling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol, in Darhoth Province, Channel 8 on Darhut Broadcasting System, in Ta, Channel 14, and in Formosa, or Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Around the world, other cable channels include in Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV, in Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, in Hutter on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia, in the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network, in Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom, in Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV, in Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV, in Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV, in Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV, in Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV, in Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV, and in Qinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
Today, July 6th, is the Independence Day of Comoros, observing its autonomy attained in 1975. Comoros is a group of islands situated at the northern end of the Mozambique Channel, east of Mozambique in southern Africa. Vanilla, nutmeg, cloves, and basil are among the spices grown in Comoros. Coral reefs and idyllic beaches surround this tropical archipelago. Today is also Malawi's Independence Day, honoring its self-rule achieved in 1964. Located east of Zambia, this southern African nation is home to Lake Malawi National Park, a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. It is the third largest lake in Africa and is considered by experts to contain more fish indigenous to the body of water than any other lake on Earth. May the citizens of Comoros and Malawi have splendid Independence Day.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Olac or Vietnam. Since early April, heavy and unusual rains have destroyed rice crops and ruined salt-producing marshes throughout the Mekong Delta, causing nearly a third of the farmers to lose harvests and money.
Salterns in Baguio Province alone missed the harvest of some 20,000 tons of salt, worth hundreds of thousands of U.S. dollars.
Upon hearing this news, Supreme Master Qinghai had shed tears and conveyed her prayers, offering 30,000 U.S. dollars to those most desperate as she urgently asked our association's relief team to please go to help somehow. This amount could purchase the equivalent of 504,000 U.S. dollars in items in the United States, based on OLAC's cost of living.
Our association members from Southern Aulac went to the communities of Long Dien Dao and Vinh Dinh in Baguio Province to convey Master's love. Packages containing rice as well as other essential vegan food and basic items were distributed to the villagers, as well as cash gifts for the purchase of urgent necessities.
The local government and citizens were very touched and expressed their deep gratefulness to Supreme Master Qinghai.
We join in thanking Supreme Master Qinghai for her deep concern and unconditional aid for the Mekong Delta people in Aulac. Our appreciation to our association's relief team for all their efforts. We pray that the Aulac's people are protected as they work to restore the comfort of their everyday lives, and that these extreme weather events are minimized as we strive for greater consideration toward all beings.
Thunderstorms strike Germany. Last Friday evening, hail and torrential rains hit western and southern Germany after days of humid heat. Lightning caused two fatalities and left dozens injured, in addition to setting a shed ablaze, causing 20 animals to lose their lives. Several vehicle accidents resulted from the flooding and mudslide-covered streets, with trains, regional commuter services, and flights that were interrupted. Supreme Master Qinghai was so sorrowed to hear this, and prays for the specially afflicted, especially the animals and human souls departed. We convey our sincere sympathies to those who have lost loved ones and wish a swift recovery for the storm afflicted. With heaven's grace and our increased benevolence, may such unfortunate conditions be eased.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
WHO forecast more virulent and persistent second wave of swine flu. During a meeting last week of the World Health Organization, or WHO, with health ministers and experts held in Cancun, Mexico, WHO Deputy General Keiji Fukuda was joined by representatives from several countries in warning of the swine flu's effect when it arrives for a second wave this fall in Mexico, Canada, and the United States.
Meanwhile, El Salvador saw its first swine flu cause fatality, along with a first in London, United Kingdom. This was the nation's fourth swine flu death, with cases that have jumped significantly to around 7,500 in recent days.
In Australia, co-director of the National Centre for Immunization Research at Sydney's Children's Hospital, Professor Robert Boy announced that twice as many fatalities in children with swine flu than seasonal flu are expected over the next 12 months.
In another update, Japan has discovered a genetic mutation of the swine flu that is resistant to the antiviral medication Tamiflu. The two patients in which this has been seen are thus far responding well to the alternative medicine, Relenza. In all, some 123 countries are now afflicted, with confirmed cases surpassing 90,000 and more than 382 who have perished. Libya has recently reported a first-ever swine flu case. We are grateful, World Health Organization and all officials, healthcare workers, organizations, and companies, for your work to protect the health and safety of people around the globe. Our sincere prayers for the recovery of those suffering from the swine flu, and for anyone who has suffered loss. May afflictions such as these diminish quickly as humanity eliminates viral breeding grounds by halting the practice of raising animals for meat, instead adopting the life-saving organic vegan diet.
Top restaurants in Israel sign on for Vegetarian Mondays. Inspired by the concept recently introduced to Britain and Australia by British singer-songwriter Sir Paul McCartney, Israeli owners of the food magazine On the Table, Jana and Elon Gur, decided to launch a Vegetarian Monday project in Israel. With every restaurant they approach agreeing to sign on, there are now dozens of top eateries that have begun offering special vegetarian meals every Monday. Many have also expanded their daily vegetarian offerings. Mrs. Jana Gur said, "Our initiative is part of a global effort to fight the environmental damages associated with meat consumption. We laud your noble initiative, Jana and Elon Gur, and all the Israeli restaurants involved for your efforts to curb global warming through introducing the delights of meat-free dining. May restaurants everywhere be similarly motivated to contribute to a healthier and more sustainable world."
Alternative living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious life-saving food. Percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSE and pig disease or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health. It's economy. It's ecology. It's compassion. It's peace. It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
New Zealand and Australia support Samoan education. To encourage school attendance in Samoa, New Zealand and Australian agencies are partnering to donate $630,000 and $1.3 million, respectively, to pay the school fees for disadvantaged Samoans. New Zealand's Foreign Minister Murray McCulley stated, "It is important that the current financial climate does not undermine the good progress Samoa has made in enrolling and keeping young people in the education system." Therefore, New Zealand and Australia have agreed to jointly support a Samoan government initiative that will target families most in need of help in order to keep as many children as possible attending classes. Our respectful accolades and providence bless New Zealand and Australia for your kind partnership in assisting young neighbors in the Pacific. May their lives flourish with opportunity and expanding vistas of knowledge.
Russia and Ukraine outlaw casinos. Starting July 1st, casinos and slot machine halls are banned across Russia. First proposed in 2006 by then-President Vladimir Putin, Russia's new legislation limits gambling to four remote regions away from major cities. Likewise in Ukraine, a ban on gambling venues was signed into effect by President Viktor Yushchenko on June 25th. In an independent survey conducted in Russia just before the official ban, 72% of the respondents said they supported the new law. We laud your excellencies, Russia and Ukraine, for these wise actions to safeguard families economically as well as improving social and moral health. Wishing your nations prosperous fulfillment through wholesome living, and that such a noble trend may soon be emulated worldwide. 7-year-old saves friend from pool. Claire Heineken from Hazelwood, Missouri, USA, was hailed as a hero after rescuing her 2.5-year-old best friend Zoe from drowning. The girls were at a friend's swimming party when Zoe jumped into the big pool with other kids. Claire was quick to bring her up to the surface and get her safely to the side of the pool. A hero salute, young Claire, for your quick thinking and caring actions in saving Zoe. May your lives be blessed with many moments of treasured friendship together.
Supreme Master Ching Hai is recognizing Claire for her timely and loving deed with a Shining World Heroine Award. Save our planet. Antarctic shows more warning signs of climate change. At the recent 2009 Annual Antarctic Conference in Auckland, New Zealand, Dr. Peter Barrett of the Antarctic Research Center at Victoria University said that Antarctic's rate of ice loss had increased 75% since 1996. He went on to say that when Greenland and other glaciers are included in this evaluation, a rise in sea level of 80 centimeters to 2 meters by 2100 is expected.
Marine life would also be adversely affected by the resulting warmer and more acidic oceans. Another study conducted by fellow Antarctic Research Center colleague and director Dr. Tim Naish found that if the West Antarctic ice sheet melts, sea levels could rise by a full 5 meters.
We appreciate this crucial information, Drs. Barrett, Naish, and colleagues. May we quickly heed the urgent call for sustainable lifestyles to halt global warming and save our ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has frequently expressed her concern about the dangerous rise in sea levels that is already affecting coastal and island countries. In an August 2008 video conference with our association members in New Zealand, she responded to a question about political leaders, conveying her confidence in governments to act on behalf of fellow citizens.
What encouragement can we give them to stand up and spread the message to the people to be vegetarian?
I think they will have to in time, and I hope they do it soon so that we still have a chance to save millions, billions of people or the whole planet. What is the use of having economy or political power when everybody is dead? Even if the leader is still alive, whom would he or she rule if there's no citizen left? I am worried about your country. It's a small island, surrounded by water, And if the water level rise, then I don't want to talk about it. But I'm sure your leader will realize it sooner or later that survival is number one. Political position, economic power is number 10. You know, very low, 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 low down there. First, we have to survive.
Save our planet. U.S. joins IRENA with new headquarters planned in United Arab Emirates. As part of the current Obama administration's climate change goals, the United States has joined 134 other nations as a member of the International Renewable Energy Agency, or IRENA. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton stated, "Our government's participation is an important element of the effort to support clean energy technologies and the development of low-carbon economies to address global climate change."
As the President has made clear, he is committed to enacting a far-reaching new energy and climate plan.
In addition, members of IRENA voted to establish their headquarters in the United Arab Emirates, with construction scheduled for completion in Masdar City by 2011. Chairman of the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, spoke of the significance of the United Arab Emirates as a currently oil-exporting country in hosting IRENA's headquarters and supporting the adoption of sustainable energy practices.
International Renewable Energy Agency, United States, and United Arab Emirates, we are heartened to hear of these auspicious developments in your work together towards a greener world. Wishing you many more fruitful endeavors that ensure the welfare of our beautiful Earth and her inhabitants.
Save our planet. Increasing loss of coastal seagrass. A study of the world's seagrass shows that nearly a third of the underwater flower plants have disappeared in the past century, with losses that have been escalating since 1980. Normally found in shallow coastal waters, seagrass is vital to the survival of many marine species and also absorbs significant amounts of carbon dioxide.
Report co-author Dr. William Dennison of University of Maryland's Center for Environmental Science in the USA said, "The combination of growing urban centers, artificially hardened shorelines, and declining natural resources has pushed coastal ecosystems out of balance. Globally, we lose a seagrass meadow the size of a soccer field every 30 minutes."
Dr. Dennison and University of Maryland colleagues, we appreciate your work in bringing this timely reminder of the balance of all life. Let us quickly join in efforts to preserve marine ecosystems for the restored health of the vital seagrass and our ecosphere.
Save our planet. In the first half of 2009, air quality in Beijing, China was recorded as being the best in 9 years, which environmentalists credit to a combination of reduced emissions, fewer sandstorms, and climate-benefiting changes made in 2008.
Save our planet. Geologists at Louisiana State University, USA, cautioned that the state coastline could lose up to 5,000 square miles this century due to climate change-related rising sea levels, combined with significantly less river sediment being carried to the coast due to human-made dams.
Save our planet. Recognized with Catalonia, Spain's 2009 Award of Design for Recycling, the zebra bicycle lane divider by Spanish designer Carl Claret is a three-dimensional and highly visible marker made entirely of recycled plastic that safely separates bike lanes from street traffic.
Of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life.
Laguna and I are both vegan.
Our tip today is a special one from our beloved caregiver, Supreme Master Qinghai.
To safely remove insects, fly, moth, bee, mosquito, etc. from your room, get an empty glass jar that is designated for this purpose.
Or any transparent unused glass or vase.
You can also remove the top portion of an old plastic bottle and use the leftover portion for the same purpose.
Gently cover the insect with the jar.
Then slowly slide a piece of paper underneath, and voila!
Now you can release him or her from a slightly open door or window. It's bon voyage! Vive la liberté!
Thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai, for this loving tip.
Our insect and all animal co-inhabitants also say a big thank you for your tender care.
And to our loyal viewers, thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Thank you for watching. Now how about taking a look at the weather around the world?
In sustainable energy news, Poland strives for increase in green energy. Environment Minister Dr. Maciej Nowicki stated the country will invest $1.6 billion to produce 15% of its total energy from eco-friendly power by 2020. Currently, 7% comes from sustainable energy. It's part of the European Union plan to address global warming. Support is coming from National Fund for Environmental Protection and Water Management, European Union and regional authorities. Our sincere appreciation, Poland and European Union, for your strong commitment to a future that safeguards our planet. We look forward to many tomorrows filled with clean power and earth-conscious living.
In medical news, a young Australian man grows new bone to walk again. When 24-year-old Jose Ising from Toowoomba in southeast Queensland was in a bike accident several months ago, he lost use of his left leg. Through a technique developed in Russia and administered by Dr. Cameron Cook, Director of Orthopedics at the Princess Alexandra Hospital of Brisbane, Mr. Ising has regained his ability to walk. This method involved attaching an Elizaro frame to the leg with wires connected to both ends of the injured bone. As the bone regenerated, the frame was moved down the leg. This enabled Mr. Ising to gain 1 millimeter of bone each day for 3 months. Upon being able to walk again, Mr. Ising said, "I just want to give a huge praise and thanks to God for the talents that he has given the surgeons. Our heartfelt thanks, Dr. Cameron Cook, and all the doctors and medical staff who helped in this amazing recovery. May you be graced, Mr. Jose Ising, with many happy and active days ahead." Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership. Stay tuned for today's segment featuring SOS Children's Villages, an international organization protecting the interests of youngsters. We'll be under a tree shade for a while to enjoy the surrounding greenery. Be right back. More elevating news coming up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, touching news for a loving world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment featuring SOS Children's Villages, an organization providing schooling for over 174,000 children around the world.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
SOS Children's Villages is an international non-governmental organization that has been helping youngsters since 1949. It was founded by Mr. Hermann Gmeiner in Imst, Austria, with the belief that through belonging to a family, each child can grow to reach her or his full potential. President of the organization since 1985, Mr. Helmut Kutten from present-day Italy was himself raised in an SOS village from the age of 12. Currently, SOS Children's Villages operate in 132 countries and territories, with more than 490 villages and over 390 SOS youth facilities around the world. Loving homes are provided to approximately 57,000 youths.
In addition, approximately 174,000 children and youths attend SOS kindergartens, schools, and vocational training centers. Over 480,000 people benefit from the services offered by SOS medical centers, and more than 440,000 individuals are assisted by SOS social centers. SOS Children's Villages focus on family-based, long-term care of children who can no longer stay with their biological families. The youngsters are raised in a stable family environment and are supported individually until they become independent young adults. Typically, about 10 children live together in a house with an SOS mother. Between 10 and 40 such houses are grouped together as a village with shared facilities. Family groups once formed are kept together.
A major part of the organization's activities is building medical centers. Basic care is given in areas including vaccination campaigns, small maternity wards, hygiene, nutrition, first aid, and education on HIV or AIDS and prevention. The SOS Children's Villages has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize 14 times. It has received the USA-based 2002 Conrad N. Hilton Humanitarian Prize, along with numerous other awards. Thank you, SOS Children's Villages, for the loving care you share with so many of God's children. May the day soon come when all Earth co-inhabitants live in safety, happiness, and health.
Let's enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Spelling.
Teacher to Johnny, John, please spell impossible. John said, E-I-M-P-O-R-L-E. The teacher said, no. The dictionary would say, I-M-P-O-S-S-I-V-L-E. John said, yes, miss, but you asked me how I spelled it.
And now for our viewers' heartline. Francois watched Shining World Compassion, Marie-Jeanne Frédéric, fulfilling a daughter's legacy of love on Supreme Master Television. It shows the animal sanctuary which Madame Marie-Jeanne Frédéric has created and her receiving the Shining World Compassion Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Je viens d'avoir le plaisir de regarder votre émission sur Marie-Jeanne Frédéric. Et cela m'a fait beaucoup de bien au cœur de voir qu'il existe dans ce monde une sainte femme qui a sauvé autant d'animaux et qui continue encore. Merci à Marie-Jeanne et merci à vous de la faire connaître et reconnaître.
Françoise de France.
Kind Françoise, Madame Marie-Jeanne Frédéric is indeed a compassionate individual caring for our innocent animal friends. As part of showing her love, she feeds them only plant-based food. We pray that many more people will take up the call to live in peace with all life, starting with following a vegan sustainable diet. With heaven's grace to you and all the warm-hearted people of France.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much welcome your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It has been a pleasure to spend time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your heart sing in blissful oneness with heaven. Take care for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Citing enormous popular support for the move, European Union Health Commissioner Andrula Vassiliou calls for the elimination of passive smoke throughout Europe with a goal of smoke-free public places by 2012.
U.S. postal worker George Knapp of New Hampshire, USA, formally adopts an 8-week-old kitten he had found in a mailbox while on duty a few weeks earlier.
a Lebanese program sponsored by the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, seeks to reduce poverty and assist in small business growth by helping provide technical training and expanded market access.
The organization International Partnership Research for Life, which works toward building globally shared scientific knowledge, reports that research output by scientists in developing nations increased 194% since 2002.
The European Union has donated $101 million to the Virtual Physiological Human Healthcare Project to create computer models, which, if successful, would limit the need for animal testing and patient drug trials.
The U.S. and Venezuela resumed diplomatic relations as U.S. Ambassador to Venezuela, Patrick Duddy, and Venezuelan Ambassador to the U.S., Bernardo Alvarez, returned to their posts in each other's countries.
The U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter has begun circling the moon and is now transmitting its first images back to Earth.
At the invitation of Italian President Giorgio Napolitano, President Hu Jintao of China is making a state visit to Italy to enhance the bilateral ties between the two nations.
Mexico's Interior Ministry announces new visa system for visiting nationals from Brazil, Russia, India, and China, with lighter paperwork processed more quickly to help increase tourism and boost trade.
Australia announces a $155 million budget to support remote Aboriginal communities in improving infant survival rates and life expectancy, along with literacy and education.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.